fish dart between the old jetty pilings and skip across the river's surface, landing with lazy plops. You wish you had a dinghy to go exploring. Fergus zigzags about behind you. If he were any sort of dog, he'd sniff out the missing rings for you. He finds a mound of ibis guano and rolls in it instead. Ugh. Your attention turns to Barry, who's whining loudly.
Delilah, how could you put the blame on me? I was just being romantic, baby. You know it's the ring bearer's responsibility. Hey, I have a name. Well, what could possibly have been more important last night than keeping an eye on Delilah's bouquet?
Winning a fortune in mini chocolate bars from you know is what? Your face is violet with suppressed fury. I didn't know you were a travel agent as well, Barry, you say through gritted teeth. Because it feels like you're sending me on a guilt trip.
You notice Delilah's eyes glistening. Is she upset because she agrees with him? Or because she thinks he's being too hard on you? True, you don't want Elvis as dad of any sort, and his attitude towards you is infuriating, but you did promise to help find the rings. Perhaps now is the time to suck it up and put up with it, just as you do with his mediocre singing and garish taste in jewellery. However, calming down together clearly isn't working. Before either you or Barry fire off another shot at each other, Delilah mumbles, "I think we need to split up." Both you and Barry gape in shock. This is music to your ears, but you bet half your stash of chocolate if you hadn't eaten it already, it's not quite the result Barry was hoping for.
"To search wider, it'll be easier that way," she adds.
Oh. Barry sags with relief and, arching one eyebrow at you, strides back towards the resort. Fergus dashes after him. Do you, one, stay with your godmother? It's clear she needs your support. You grab her by the arm, directing her to the village green. You remember when you visited Sanctuary Cove with your parents years ago, there used to be a sweet shop on the corner, near Key Street, and decide what Delilah needs is a good dose of sugar-induced endorphins. After all, chocolate is like Band-Aids. It makes everything better. You lead her along the hoop pine-lined footpath towards the marina until you reach the green. Or, two, decide she's right. It might be more productive to search separately. There's only a few more hours until the ceremony. You decide the best place to start is at the beginning. So you head west, back down the riverside path, turning left at the pool house, and cutting up the broad sandstone stairs to the open-air spa rotunda.